Now welcome on the call, the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Chuck. Good
morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 27-10 loss to William & Mary on Saturday, but a game you guys were right in throughout most of it. Just as you looked at the film, just kind of give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, I think we certainly competed. It was a 10-6 game, Stony Brook at halftime. And it was like that until, we had two opportunities in the third quarter where we missed two third downs at the 10-minute mark and at the 5-minute mark. And if we could have prolonged those drives and kept our defense off the field, probably could have been a little bit of a different game. And we weren't able to do that. They were able to put one in. And, we weren't able to sustain anything. Our defense got a little fatigued and, they got the late touchdown, but it was a good football game against a good football team. As I said, I think we responded correctly from the week before's loss, and I think we gave William & Mary all they can handle, and we've got to just find a way to a victory soon.
Yeah, talk about the defensive performance, because William & Mary has been one of the top offensive teams in FCS, especially with their run game, and through the first half especially, you guys were able to shut them down. What were you able to do so well?
I just think we beat some one-on-one matchups well. I think we had a good plan to stop their base stuff. And kids played hard. And, I think when you come out the other end and are able to, do those things, you feel good about it. As I said, they wore us down a little bit in the end of the third quarter and fourth quarter, but that was more because we weren't able to sustain anything offensively.
The linebacker group had a huge day. Carthel Flowers, 13 tackles and 4 for loss. Tyler King, 12 and 2.5 for loss. And then Reggie Demands came up with a big interception that set up your touchdown. Maybe just talk about the group and the day they had.
Yeah, we knew they needed to have a big day for us to be successful defensively because we were putting everything to them in the scheme we had. And they played downhill. They canceled things from the outside in and really played over the top well. So real proud of those three.
Offensively, Ross Tallarico gets his first start at tailback and 76 yards on 20 carries and also caught 5 passes out of the backfield, including that touchdown. Maybe just talk about the day he had.
Yeah, really proud of him. You know, that's a walk-on who lives at home, who was a defensive player for us up until most recently. And, boy, did he have a great day. And really proud of him and his efforts and really helped us maintain some success in the run game with all the injuries we have.
Maybe talk about his story a little bit. How did he, obviously been working at linebacker through camp. Was he a high school running back? And how did you go about kind of getting him to make that transition?
He was a high school quarterback. He was playing the rover position. We he actually moved to receiver first. He wanted to, get back to the offensive skill stuff. And then we poached him at tailback, not knowing we would need him, to be honest with you. It was just an opportunity to take some reps and at that point. So he's one of the brightest kids I've been around and really diligent with his work ethic and commitment.
I know there has to be frustrating with the inability to move the ball offensively, but and I know you wouldn't use this as an excuse, but how much with the injuries and the number of new guys at quarterback, how hard has that made it to build some rhythm offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it, part of playing a young quarterback is trying to protect them. You protect him being able to run the football. I mean, I thought we blocked William & Mary very, very well, but just not enough, back there to protect him on a play-to-play basis and sustain drives. And, that's been true the last 2 weeks. And, we'll fight our way through it. We found a way to stay close in this game this past Saturday versus an extremely talented team, and we'll continue to do that.
In the second half, was it changes William & Mary made, or as you said, time possession was heavily in William & Mary's favor? Did you feel like your guys just wore down a little bit on that side?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they made some adjustments, but to my eye, they played a lot more zone in the second half, two high safeties, because they knew the run was not going to beat them. And anytime you can do that and play more coverage, it's more difficult to throw the ball.
Your team heads to New Hampshire off to a 3-0 start in CA play. As you started to break down the Wildcats, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Yeah, good football team. They're play great team defense. They don't let anything over their heads. They rally to the football. They play their gaps well offensively, a little different than a typical New Hampshire team style-wise, but they're controlling the game clock, got a good running back, quarterback's being efficient. Offensive line is you know, competing well. I like their football team. Once again, I haven't watched game to game all their games, but in watching them on all their cut-ups and stuff like that, I think it's a very good football team.
Obviously, Dylan Labbe, the running back, has had a big year, and they used him in so many ways as a runner, receiver, returner. When you face a guy like that, how difficult on the defensive side is it to game plan for somebody like that?
Yeah, he's an extremely talented kid. I think some injuries in the past have set him back, but he's healthy. Catch the ball out of the backfield, as you said. He's going to challenge you on punt and kick returns. He's physical, and he's got tremendous acceleration and speed. And if you don't keep your angles on him and you let him to bounce the play and get outside you, he can take it the distance.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for the time here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.